Editor's note. So much disability coverage focuses on extremes. Stories are often framed as either crisis or inspiration. What is usually missing is the middle, where most life actually happens. This issue lives in that space, looking at the everyday realities that shape disabled life beyond the spotlight. Across these pages, you will find perspectives that come directly from lived experience. You will step briefly into a child's world as they make sense of their surroundings on their own terms. You will encounter the experience of a student pushed out of an education system that was meant to support them, raising difficult questions about access, accountability, and who gets to belong. You will encounter honest conversations about connection and intimacy, and what it means to date when access, communication, and assumptions are part of the equation. This issue also looks closely at work and belonging. Several stories examine how people build careers, advocate for themselves, and push for fairer workplaces, while others reflect on what it means to tell your own story as a writer when disability shapes how you are seen and heard. There are insights that come from navigating the world without full access to sound, offering a reminder that communication is never one size fits all. Throughout the magazine, the focus remains on lived experience as it actually unfolds, the quiet negotiations, systems that almost work, relationships that require clearer communication, spaces that are making progress, and the ones that still need to do better. This magazine exists because disabled people deserve to see themselves reflected honestly, not as symbols, lessons, or case studies, but as complex individuals living full lives. That includes joy, intimacy, creativity, ambition, humor, and rest and relaxation. Thank you for reading, sharing, and holding space for stories that matter. We are glad you are here. Happy reading.